Hey, everybody. It's a new week, new series. We're going to talk this week about our second section of power. So stay tuned.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
A couple of weeks ago, we shared five different styles of power. We talked about reward power, coercive power, legitimate power, referent power, and expert power. If you didn't hear those series, go back a few weeks and you can catch up on them. What I want to talk to you about today is a new one. I want to include one called information power. Those of you who are old enough to remember the TV show Seinfeld, there was this scene with Newman, the mailman, and he would say something like, when you control the mail, you control information. And he was all excited that he could control the mail as a mailman. Let me tell you, information power is very simply, you hold information that others need to do their work. And I see this all the time, especially in local government. Only one person holds the information to do this job. There's no training. There's no succession planning. We don't want to teach somebody else. So if that person retires or that person moves on, no one else can do that work. They've got to retrain. Don't let one person hold all the information, because that is power. That is power. Oh, we're not going to train other people. And there, I'll tell you what happens. There becomes a fear. There's a fear that if I give away this information, then I'm going to become useless. I'm going to become expendable. And actually, it's the opposite. The more people you train, the more people that you engage, the more people that know how to do something, the better the organization works and the higher you're viewed as a leader. So don't let one person hoard all the information. They'll hold that power and hold it against you. It'll come back to bite you as a leader. More stuff on power tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.